My first guest this morning are my longtime friend, Joe Illick.
Good morning, Hollis.
Good morning, Artistic Director of the Santa Fe Concert Association and the new Executive Director of the Santa Fe Concert Association, Richard Lane. Welcome.
Good morning, Hollis.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad to have you both here. For people who don't know, it's hard to imagine, but someone out there might not know what the Santa Fe Concert Association is. So, Joe, tell us about what you guys do.
The Santa Fe Concert Association is 77 years old, okay, so I haven't been doing it the whole time. We bring internationally and nationally recognized performing artists to Santa Fe in every genre, whether it's classical music or ballet or Broadway. Our endeavor is always to bring the very best here to Santa Fe.
And you joined the organization in...
5 years ago, 2008.
And it was a much smaller organization then, in a way.
There were fewer evenings that were presented. This season, we're presenting 24 different evenings. And so, during the time that I've been the director, we've doubled the number of performances, but also added other components to the organization, a very active education program, for example. And as it's grown and grown, I've needed the support, and that's why we've now become an organization with two leaders. And I'm very grateful to have Richard here with us now.
Right. And Richard, where did you come from?
I have a arts administration background and earlier a performing arts career. And my
Go back. You had an earlier performing arts career. What did you do?
As a dancer, uh-huh. Yes. Danced professionally in New York, Canada, and then seven glorious years in Europe. Switched to arts administration, and my most recent engagement was with the startup Finger Lakes Museum in upstate New York. And then when I read about this opportunity, I was absolutely thrilled because I truly, truly love the performing arts and music and was very happy to join Joe and the board, very supportive group of people. So I'm thrilled to be here. I feel like I've landed in heaven.
And before Finger Lakes, you had a longer gig in Salt Lake, right?
Yes. In the dance administration, I was with Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, with New York's, with Miami City Ballet for 10 years, with Ebert Villilla, who had been a star with New York City Ballet. Then I went to Ballet West for 5 years, Tulsa Ballet for 3 years. So we arts administrators tend to move around a bit. But I hope this is the last one. I'm tired of moving, and this is such an incredible opportunity. I'm thrilled to be here.
And wonderful for us, too, especially in terms of having another pair of eyes to bring the best dance we can to Santa Fe.
Right. Well, you guys have always done a lot of dance.
We have. Uh-huh. That continues this very weekend.
Oh, well, jump right in there. Go ahead.
There are 10 dancers, all principals and soloists from New York City Ballet and American Ballet Theater, and they have put together two fantastic evenings of dance, choreography by Balanchine and Jerome Robbins, a whole range of choreography from petit pas in the 19th century to the present of these favorites. On Friday and Saturday night at the Lenzic at 7:30, this group of elite dancers will be performing. And it's such a captivating, exhilarating performance to see them.
And this is called Stars of American Ballet?
Stars of American Ballet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so this is, you've just sort of gotten started with your season.
Well, our official season opening is this blockbuster weekend.
Uh-huh.
We have something called Festival of Song, which is a collaboration with the Santa Fe Opera, and that just finished. We had four recitals, three presented by us and one presented by the Santa Fe Opera. And opera stars who perform at the Santa Fe Opera gave intimate recitals both in the Lenzic and in the Scottish Rite Center. The incredible thing is that the wealth of talent was so extraordinary, and yet people are sitting just a few feet away from these artists. In the final concert, the composer, Jake Heggie, had three of Santa Fe Opera's leading stars there. And then, as a surprise, Joyce DiDonato, who is the star of The Lady of the Lake and also a personal friend of Jake Heggie's, strolled up from the audience and sang one of his songs with with the composer accompanying. It was very thrilling.
How nice. So in the Festival of Song, basically you collaborate with the opera. They've already brought in these major stars to be in the opera, but they have some free time and some...
And they love to give recitals.
Right, and so they give recitals through Santa Fe Concert Association.
Yes.
Yeah, and those ones I know at the Scottish Rite Temple are just amazing because, as you said, the intimacy is marvelous. But this weekend, the big events are at the Lensic, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Friday and Saturday nights are the two programs of this group of soloists and principals from New York City Ballet and from ABT, American Ballet Theatre. Then on Sunday, really our official season opening gala concert is an all Wagner concert with big orchestra, which is a hybrid of the finest orchestra players in New Mexico and players from the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra who come from around the country, with two of the world's leading Wagner singers. Wagner is a fairly infrequent visitor to Santa Fe, you know, because...
Yes. An opera lover must usually go somewhere else to hear their Wagner.
Usually they must. And opera lovers who love Wagner will go anywhere. I'm sure you know that. Now they only have to go to the Lensing. However, many people who are not yet Wagner lovers are frightened of Wagner because they know that Wagner operas can take 5.5 hours from their life, whereas this concert is a wonderful hour and 30 minutes of some of the greatest music Wagner ever wrote. So if you've always wanted to know what all the fuss is about for Richard Wagner, but you don't want to go to Germany and listen to Parsifal or something like that, we are your organization.
It's Wagner 101, sort of.
Yes, but it's the best.
We're starting
right at the top.
Yeah, but if you don't know anything about Wagner or you'd like to know more, it's a good concert to go to.
Two fantastic love duets and two famous overtures. You know, even now, 300 years after the Puritans, there's a sort of Puritan strain in American thought, and not one fiber of that thought ever went through Richard Wagner's head. His whole approach to art and music is that eroticism and spirituality are the same thing. So I think that for many people, this music that so weds God and sex is... It viscerally reaches them on a level that almost no other music can. It's an extraordinary experience. Whatever else we might know about Wagner as a person, his genius transcended all of that. And every time you hear one of his great overtures or some of the great scenes from his operas that these two singers, Heidi Melton and Brandon Jovanovich, will perform for us, you're transported to another place.
Mm-hmm. And you will be conducting, am I right?
I will be.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because both of you are arts administrators who come from backgrounds as performers yourself, and you, Joe, continue to be active as both a pianist and a conductor.
Yes.
And that I suppose that makes a huge difference in how you operate an organization.
That's why it's wonderful to have two of us. Sometimes I felt like my two brain halves were on two different trains in two different states. And it's wonderful to have Richard's administrative expertise and to be able to streamline the way we function on a day-to-day level and to allow me to achieve even greater things with the organization artistically.
Focus more on the artistic side.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're also the artistic director of the Fort Worth Opera.
Well, I'm the music director of
music
the Fort Worth. I'm the principal conductor there.
Uh-huh. And you've been there quite some time.
11 years.
Wow. Yeah. So you do the back and forth.
I do the back and forth.
Uh-huh. Flying back and forth. You get a lot of extra free tickets on Southwest, do you? Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the nature of this organization, because it's sort of a hybrid. And I think sometimes people don't quite understand that. You know, the Santa Fe Opera or the Chamber Music Society are producing
organizations. And it's clear what they do. The Santa Fe Opera produces opera, and the Chamber Music Festival produces chamber music. Our organization, as I said, takes various performing arts genres, and our mission is to present the best in that genre. So we do draw from internationally and nationally known performers. At the same time, we have a producing component. There are three orchestra concerts that we put on ourselves. There are three free performances. This is the fifth year that we've done this, of an opera. I reduce an opera every year so that it's about an hour long in English, moving straight ahead with very few reflective moments. So it's family-friendly opera, essentially, the opposite of seeing Parsifal in Bayreuth. And people love these. And of course, the price is right. It's a perfect starter opera for people who want to see what it's all about. So those three we present. I also present three talks on music this year. It's actually four, usually at the United Church, so that people who want to learn more about composers or various genres of music can have sort of entertaining but informative introduction to those things. So yeah. Those have turned out to be very successful, and I continue to do those.
Do you have any more lectures this year?
Yeah, we're doing, I'm giving a talk on Richard Strauss on September 24th, and Jenna Browning will be the soprano soloist on that, and then I'm going to do one on Giuseppe Verdi on October 15th. You know, this is Verdi's 200th birthday, as well as Wagner's 200th birthday. And then in 2014, in January, even though it's out of the Wagner 200th birthday year, I thought that what Santa Fe really needs is a sing-along of the entire Ring cycle, because you know, it's something people get to watch, but they don't usually get to participate in. So that's a gap that needs to be filled. And then on March 11th, I'll do one on Felix Mendelssohn with an extremely gifted young violinist named Ezra Shkolnik, who's
in
our Epic Artist Program.
Yes.
Playing the Mendelssohn Concerto.
Yeah, the Epic Artist Program is your educational program.
The Epic Artist Program is a tiny piece of our educational program. It's the piece that takes, in this case this year, 10 extremely talented young performers around the Santa Fe area. And Jenna Browning is an extraordinary coach and mentor, and she works with these young performers, and they gradually, through the course of performing and performing, become completely different than they were when they began. There's no substitute for performing. You know, you can't learn about it, you can't read about it, you have to do it. So these talented kids need the chance to get out in front of people every month and take what they've learned and put it into practice. So the other parts of the education program are going into the public schools and supporting the band and the chorus and the orchestras, where one teacher may have 60 or 70 young musicians sitting out there in front of them. Well, those numbers don't really work out.
Right.
So for them to have a professional violinist or flautist or singer or somebody in there who can help them by taking groups of those kids during the class time has proved to be extremely valuable. The schools say it's the best thing that they have going. And we then, toward the end of the school year, present the kids all together in the Lensic. There's one night when all the public school, middle school choirs and high school choirs come together and sing at the Lensic. And, you know, 250 kids up there singing together. It's so moving. It's so wonderful. Their families who are sitting in the audience are sometimes in the Lensic for the first time.
Right. Uh-huh.
So it's a win-win. And then there's another evening for all the instrumentalists.
The education program has been a really new development for the Concert Association, right?
Well, I think that even before I came, there was a small component of it, which was that sometimes the artists who are brought in, because they come in throughout the whole year. We run, unlike the opera and chamber music, we're not a summer festival. We run through the whole year. And so sometimes those kids would get to hear these artists, but we've greatly increased that. So not only do we bring lots of children into the Lensic to hear these groups, but we'll bring the groups to the kids. If you can imagine being a middle schooler at Ortiz Middle School and you walk in that day and suddenly you're sitting in the gymnasium and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is playing for you, or
right.
The Romero's Guitar Quartet. It's an extraordinary thing, and the kids recognize it.
Right. They understand.
They
even
do.
if they don't yet have the ability to discern the very great from,
they,
you know.
They
but,
actually do. I mean, uh-huh. Kids, we're all sophisticated in a way because TV and radio and all the other media provide us with instant access to the best. And so the difference is, we do know, but the difference is we don't usually get it live.
Right.
And have the chance to talk with those people and say, what's it like to do that?
Uh-huh. Right. Right. I want to talk with Richard a little bit, bring you into the conversation here. What are you going to be doing? How is your role going to change the organization?
Well, I'm wearing the second hat that Joe used to wear. So my goal is to streamline the administration to make it function more efficiently and just to help grow this organization and make it more viable than what it is. One thing, just going back to the educational programs, we should mention that Daniel Ulbricht will be teaching a master class this weekend while they're here. So that's just an example of the artist that we present.
One of the star dancers of the New York City Ballet.
Uh-huh. And so who is he teaching?
He's teaching over at the...
He's teaching at NDI, but he's teaching kids from Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, uh-huh. NDI, and
it's other an open class.
Advanced dancers.
That's it's the National Dance Institute.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's an educational dance program for young people.
So his master class is open to young advanced dancers in the Santa Fe area.
I want to just let people know I'm talking with Joe Illick, the Artistic Director of the Santa Fe Concert Association, and Richard Lane, the new Executive Director of the Concert Association. And you can see their whole schedule for the coming year, including this weekend's amazing concerts of the Stars of the American Ballet and the Big Wagner concert, the name of which escapes me, on Santa Fe Concert. SantaFeConcerts.org.
It escapes you because there's no real name for it.
Oh. See,
you're doing great.
Okay.
We call it Opening Concert Gala.
Oh, okay.
Season Opening Gala.
Okay.
So.
I do want to say that I have personally heard Joe give talks many, many times, and he is a fabulous speaker. So if you get an opportunity to go hear one of his lectures or little talks about these various concerts, I strongly recommend it. You don't even have to like music. He's just so entertaining. I have learned so much over the years about classical music and opera by attending various concerts.
The funny thing is that I think most people do like music. They may or may not think they like classical music or opera, but the talks are a way to demystify something which I think is terrifying to many people, mm-hmm. especially in Santa Fe where people love the arts. There's so much creativity here, and often people will go and they'll say, oh, I had no idea. I understood so much of this already. I just didn't realize it.
Right. And, you know, yeah, there's such a, there's this cultural gestalt, you know, that we have and this, where we do know about a lot of things. We even know, often we know the story of an opera. We just didn't know it was an opera, you know, because it was Shakespeare before it was an opera or whatever, you know. So, yeah, yeah.
So the conversation is both about those particular pieces of art, but how do composers compose, and why do writers write, and what makes us tell the same stories, and why are we endlessly fascinated by them?
Yeah.
And even though we may know some about the art form or that particular piece, I feel like the more you know about anything in life, the more enjoyable it is. And I certainly had a glimpse of what Joe can deliver with the Christine Brewer concert. He just delivered a few lines about the background of the pieces that Christine was singing and he was playing, and it's fascinating. And I think one thing I've learned since I've been here a very short time, only 5 weeks, is seeing the talents of Christine Brewer, Paul Appleby, Michael Fabiano, Jake Hege, and his friends. Is I think Santa Fe and the region and the state should trust Joe's selection of the artists that appear here. They may not be household names yet, but they will be. We will be reading about them one day.
Right, yeah. And I did want to mention one of the things that some people may not realize is the Christmas Eve event, the gala Christmas Eve event, and the New Year's Eve concert of the Santa Fe Concert Association are almost always sold out.
Right? They are.
Way in advance.
These are annual traditions with the orchestra playing great classics, and we always bring in wonderful soloists. And if people want to go to those concerts, they should get their tickets
now.
Soon,
actually,
soon.
Now would be a good time for that. That's why I brought it up, because it's the kind of thing that once you find out about it, here comes November, and it's too late already. So, yeah, Santa Fe Concerts. .org is the website. What you know, there are a couple of other things I was interested in. Tell me what else is. Who else is coming that's new this year that we may not have heard of or seen, Joe, that we might want to go to?
Well, Vadim Holodenko just won the Van Cliburn Piano Competition in May. He was the gold medalist and is an absolutely extraordinary pianist. One thing that I have tried to do is spot out the international talent that, as Richard said, will in 5 years be the people that we recognize as most famous stars. So on April 1st, go to hear Vadim Holodenko if you care anything about great piano playing. But on the subject of great piano playing, somebody that most Santa Feans do know is Yuja Wong. The extraordinary thing about Yuja Wang is that 6 years ago, she was already a great pianist. And she did what all great pianists aspire to do, and she succeeded. She broke through that ceiling where she went from being one of several dozen great pianists to being one of the world's half dozen superstars. She's truly mega talented, and we're so thrilled because at first when I approached her agent, they said, well, in theory, she would like to come to Santa Fe, but her schedule has become so full that there are no dates. And I'm fairly persistent.
Yes, so, we know that about you, Joe.
By the fourth phone call, they said, okay, there is one date. So we got the one date. And Yuja Wang, who is truly an extraordinary pianist by any standards, will be coming to Santa Fe on October 10th.
And she's Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I love the ad in the in your program booklet, which quotes some journalistic things about her, where it says fearless, astounding, superhuman.
She gets these reviews all over the world, and it does seem superhuman. You know, I think part of the reason that live performing arts will never be replaced is that if you hear something magnificent on a recording, it's of course very enjoyable. But if you see the live person doing it, you just think, wow, how can anybody do that? And of course, at the same time, you're thinking, that's what we can all do. We have the capacity to do things like that.
Right, that all of us have the creative potential.
And we do.
Yeah, we may not be able to be Yuja Wang in our lifetime, starting
now. That's certainly true.
But yeah, that's really wonderful. Well, I've been talking with Joe Illick, the Artistic Director of the Santa Fe Concert Association, and Richard Lane, the new Executive Director of the Santa Fe Concert Association.
And of course, we have to remind people that there's two different programs this weekend of dance, as well as the Wagnerian Concert on Sunday. And if people want to meet the artists afterwards, there's also a gala at a private home, which I understand is quite astounding, quite beautiful.
Oh, lovely.
So after the Wagner concert.
So Friday and Saturday nights at the Lenzic.
At the Lenzic,
7:30. You can go to the Lenzic box office online or to santafeconcerts.org to get tickets to either one of those ballet concerts, Stars of the American Ballet.
Right. And then Sunday at 4 o'clock.
The Wagner concert is at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
At the Lenzic. Right, and you can look up tickets for that and even go to the gala if you want to support the Concert Association.
Yes. Many hours of Wagner condensed into an hour and a half.
There we go.
It's perfect.
Thank you both so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you.
We're going to take
a
little
break.
Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe.